affordable housing hits home for many in Sitka, including those at the assembly table. Bob Petruski shared how he's scouting a home for his daughter and having a hard time finding one.
She needs somewhere to live, and I'll be darned if we can find anywhere, if the community land trust is an option, and if we're looking at homes that people can purchase at $169,000, $179,000, $200,000 to move into, I think that's a great thing.
Assemblymember Stephen Eisenbeis could relate.
You know, I fully understand your children's position. I'm 32 years old and not able to purchase a home in this town as a business owner.
But the two differed on whether the city should give the Sitka Community Land Trust more money. While digging trenches for water and sewer lines this June, the land trust found contaminated soil. While most of the material is safe to go back in the ground, 120 cubic yards of it must be dug up and shipped to Juneau. The chemicals aren't visible to the human eye and weren't discovered during a 2006 survey of the land. The group requested $62,000 from the assembly Tuesday night for that and other soil remediation work. Land Trust board member Randy Huey said that includes avoiding digging on 3 of the 7 lots with petroleum beneath.
We propose the use of helical pilings instead of conventional footings and foundations to avoid digging. The material below is safe, but it crosses regulatory thresholds.
After entering executive session to get legal advice from the city attorney, the assembly was torn about what to do. If they don't award the land trust this money, the cost would be passed down to home buyers. Eisenbeis felt that was appropriate, since the starting price for the cheapest home would rise from $175,000 to approximately $183,000.
That's about half the cost of what a starter home would be in Sitka right now. So that's, to me, a very small increase in the cost of doing business, and my no vote will be in favor of that model going forward.
Petruski then asked Mim McConnell, the executive director of the Sitka Community Land Trust, how it felt to ask for more money given their contractual obligation to clean up any contaminated soil themselves. McConnell said, candidly, it didn't feel good, that it's been the school of hard knocks to get this project off the ground. But she also appealed to the assembly to continue being an active partner in the cottage neighborhood.
We're not pros at this. We just care a lot, and we're trying to be smart and careful and just do it right. If all we ever got was 7 houses out of that land, we have enough parking legally to make those 7 homes work.
Assemblymember Aaron Bean wanted McConnell to know that while he supported the work, he agreed with Eisenbeis that the city should not absorb this added cost.
You know, there's a lot of things that need to take place without the intervention of without the intervention of tax dollars being put into this. And I'm not saying it's not a good idea and it's not appropriate, but at certain times you just have to let the market be what it is.
Calling in over the phone, Assemblymember Tristan Gavon had a different philosophy of government. His point was that the city was charged with funding solutions to the affordable housing shortage and that this neighborhood was a step in the right direction.
The amount of the investment that you're asking from the city, if we can get 7 affordable homes out of that, that's definitely worthwhile, and that's going to benefit Sitka. You know, I think it's, you know, this is made a lot harder just by the fact that we're in a tight financial situation.
In the end, the assembly moved forward with awarding the money. Gavon, Petruski, and assembly members Kevin Knox and Matthew Hunter voted to direct city staff to draft an agreement for $47,000 to the Sitka Community Land Trust. That and a budget ordinance will appear before the assembly for a vote on Tuesday, October 10th. Reporting in Sitka, I'm Emily Kwong.